I don't really like giving head.
If a girl says,
I don't like giving head,
I hear for you. Because somewhere out there, whether in your past or in your future, there's going to be a guy that you're going to be all about sucking the dick. Guys, you need to understand that. She doesn't like to suck your dick. But if you like getting head, and a girl tells you, I don't like doing that, she is saying, I don't like doing that for you.
Maybe that's why Notch Count is important. It just teaches you to filter through the bullshit.
And that's,
like, no,
that's all it is. What you said, Jack, it's the experience.
It's
being able to filter the bullshit. It's being able to know what you want, what you don't want, and being able to filter that out to say, okay, this one's willing to do this, that, and the other, whatever it may be, whatever your predilections are. And is she willing to do that? Is she not willing to do that? Does she have experience? Does she not have experience? Whatever it may be. I don't see there being any so-called quote-unquote evil in a high notch count.
She's like, no, I can only do tonight. I'm like, do I have to do this?
If she's only free tonight, that means she has a dude.
Just
saying.
Oh, thanks for that. I didn't know that. Now I do.
And he brings his Shar Pei dog with him. So one of them skin dogs.
Mm.
All right. He brings this fucking dog over. The fucking dog's wandering around the house and he's all excited and, you know, checking out new people, new surroundings, and he fucking throws up. And the moral of the story here, kids, this is why you don't let men or women, you know, if there's a woman that's lurking in the chat or whatever, and, you know, a dude wants to bring his dog over, or guys, you know, the girl wants to bring her dog over, like what Jack was talking about. Don't do that, because chances are the dog's going to do, he's going to take a shit on your fucking lawn or something. He's going to shit in your house, or the dog's going to, you know, take a piss in the corner. He's going to puke or something. It never ends well. So don't, just don't. If she goes, yeah, I want to bring my dog over. No, the fucking dog can stay home, because the best case scenario is, let's say the dog doesn't piss, shit, puke, come on something, fucking attack your furniture, or your cat or something, if you got one of them, or try to eat your fucking Legos, is you're going to get busy with this chick, because that's why she came over. I mean, let's be honest. But then the dog's going to want to be a fucking spectator.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it makes it damn awkward. Like,
and if the dog, and if he's not even a spectator, the dog's gonna want to be like a part-time participant. He's gonna want to be sticking his wet nose up your asshole, or he's gonna want to get on the bed, or he's over there, you know, saying, "Here, let me hold the camera and film this for you," or something. And it's just weird. You know, or the dog's gonna, you know, you want to shut him out of the room because you don't want that son of a bitch's wet nose up your asshole while you're going down. And so you're trying to shut the door, and the dog's barking and howling outside the door, and she's snapping her fingers and yelling at him, and it's just a fucking mess.